Reports from the Volta Lake Transport say workers are on strike for non-payment of salaries and other issues. Our reporter Yawa Santi says for the past 1 week, the management of the Volta Lake Transport have not come to work and they have not been paid for the past month. Mr. Asante said the workers are asking government to replace the current management for running down the company.
Early this morning, the entire workers of the Volta Lake Transport Company in Akosombo have locked up the offices of the senior management on the grounds that for the past 1 week, the management have not come to work. Besides, they have not been paid up to date. And each time that they went home, the Volta River Authority Estate Department lost up their houses. That's making it impossible for them to leave in their homes. Besides, transportation of cargo, that is cement and other things, by the Volta Lake Transport Company from the southern sector to the northern part of the country have also been taken away. All this lead to mismanagement by the Volta Lake Transport Company, and the workers are demanding that they should be replaced because they have caused financial loss to the company, and besides, they are not getting what they are supposed to get to run the company effectively. While the workers are numbered up to 200, the management staff alone is 15. And this is making the workers sit back to analyze the situation as to whether the company is actually moving ahead or retrogress. This morning, when I got down here, almost all the offices of the management have been closed down.
Mr. Asante, for how long have they not been paid?
That is the salaries for the month of October, and there are other allowances which they are due but not yet paid to them.
The acting chairman of the Senior Staff Association, Moses Labi, said the workers are not happy because for more than 2 weeks, they have not seen any management staff at work.
To be honest with you, the workers here are not happy at all. Because last month, for instance, the August salary was delayed in pay. Then it got to October. As I speak to you now, today is on the 13th, and salaries have not been paid. What even baffles us is that management staff, none of them is around here to even control workers, that the special station salary will be paid later. For more than 2 weeks now, we haven't seen him. The other management staff, about 1 week now, we haven't seen them. So the workers here are locking up their place. So we lock their offices, and at the moment we have something we are doing, an in-house, I was saying in-house demonstration. We are doing it just here, we are not going out.
Are your boats working?
The boats, actually, some are working and some are here. But I tell you, most of them are on one engine. They are supposed to be on two engines. You know, two engines, because anything can happen on water. And when you are on two engines and one goes off, the second engine is supposed to send you to the nearest port. But here you are, if you are on one engine and you have the problem, then what happens to the passengers on board? That is what the situation you find at the outstations. When you go to Yogi, they are on one engine. When you go to Damba, they are also on one engine. Which shouldn't be the situation at all. The long staff vessels that we have, the one we travel between Akosombo and Yipi, most of them today, two engines will be working. And then on their way back, before you realize, one is also not working.
Are the engines old or what? Because I know that management was doing all they can to replace the worn out engines. Have they not been able to do that all this time?
No, they have not done it. It's only the Yape Queen, the passenger one, they tried to improvise something for them. But even every day they go, they have a problem. But when we take the cargo ones, the Yape Queen and the Volta Queen, they still have the old engines on them. And actually, it is not helping at all.
The union chairman, Victor Amwa, said they have over the years reported the breakdown of the engines to management, but nothing has been done to repair or replace them.
We have reported severally to the chief executive. I would say the past chief executive no more, because the company is a subsidiary to Vinyari. Mr. Awachi used to be the chief executive. He's no more. Yesterday we met the chief executive, the present one. We have reported this issue severally. We have brought the general secretary of MDU also into the matter to meet management several times. on the breakdown of the vessel. We have done all these things and to no avail. In fact, we want to say that the previous management, we have used to have a managing director who is a white man, Mr. Martin Hyde. He came to manage this company only 2 years and we saw a lot of improvement. This present managing director has only resumed work only 6 months now. Now, we don't have forklift to load our cargo. Formerly, we used to take only 24 hours to load a batch or two to go and come because the turnaround time determines how much revenue we get in a month. Last month, the transportation of cement is only 2 because we don't have access to forklift. So most of the cement trucks and the cargo is going by road because our vessels are all our one engine. We have spoken to this managing director, we will not listen to it. They are paying school fees for contractors when they're supposed not to pay. They are doing things in the company which is not part of the core business. Because we believe that the vessel must go and come for so that whatever we need to improve on in the company we do.
Some of those things are what?
They are constructing heavy diversion of road at the port for when you are entering the company. A diversion to the garage of the managing director and the managers, which is a huge investment. But we don't have forklift to work. The engines are not working. Spare parts, little bearing. One of the vessels is on waters. Only bearing, which is going to cost about 9 million cedis, 900 Ghana cedis. We can buy it. Simple things to make the company run, we can do it. But we are doing things that is making the company collapse. And we thought that that is what has led us, as we are speaking now, today on the 13th. We don't know when we'll be paid.
Now that you have locked up the offices, we hope you are not going to cause any damage to property there. Is that the case?
That is the case. We voter league workers are so disciplined, we have never ever caused any damage to the company because we believe that the future of this company will also sustain our families, will sustain the future generation. And what we are doing is not to damage anything in the company, but then we are protecting the interests of the company, the government, because if the company exists, then we believe that the next generation will also get something to do.
Volta Lake Transport Union Chairman Victor Amwa on the breakdown of engines.
Meanwhile, the secretary to the management of the Volta Lake company, Olivier Uku, says she disagrees with the union leaders that workers at the Volta Lake are on strike. She said rather, they have some issues with management. She also disputed the fact that the offices of the Volta Lake have been locked up, as earlier reported by the union leaders and senior staff association. He spoke to George Ankra.
We are not on strike anyway. It's not on strike. They just have some issue with the management staff. We are at work. We are working.
The confirmation came from the union leaders and the senior staff association members saying that they have locked up the offices.
They told you that they've locked it up. Yeah, okay. If they told you, then since they inform you that they lock it, then that is their confirmation.
Is it true that they've not been paid for some time now?
Sir, I'm not in a position to tell you anything. Unless they, the union people that have to confirm, or you ask the managing director.
Secretary to the management of the Volta Lake company, Olivier Wuku.